This morning, I'm going to ask you a question. It's nothing that you have to be afraid of. I'm not going to ask you to shout out answers. Nobody has to raise their hand. Something that you can just tell yourself. And it's a question that only you know the answer to. Nobody else does. Each of you will be able to answer it. And if you can't, there will be something else that you can answer to. So do you remember? Some of you don't have very far back to remember. Some of us have a long way to remember. But do you remember your very first day of school? Do you remember when you started kindergarten? Now, I've asked that question to several people during the week. Some of them have said, yes, I remember it very well, very clearly. I can tell you everything about it. And then others say, no, I don't remember anything about it. Now, they may remember the first day of school in second grade or third grade, or later on, they may remember perhaps the first day of high school. Whatever it was, didn't you look forward to that day with excitement and anticipation, whether it was the very first day or not? Some of you just looked at each other and said, no, I was terrified. Well, I remember that day very, very clearly. I remember being excited. I remember my mom and I going to the store and buying a new box of crayons. I got the little box. I know there were some kids that got the big box with the sharpener in the back and all of that. I remember new pencils, and we had a pencil sharpener at home and sharpening my pencils so that they'd all be ready, and getting a ruler. I didn't know how to use it yet, but I would. And then that morning, I don't remember this part, but my mother told me that every first day of school, she would dress me in a red shirt. And I asked her why. She said, I wanted the teachers to pay attention to you and notice you. I'm not sure that was necessarily a good idea. So that morning, I started off to school. I was excited. I was excited because I knew that this was something I had looked forward to. The big kids on our block, the ones in first and second grade, they were waiting for me on the corner. Bobby and Tommy Evue, and we were going to walk to school together. We didn't realize that our mothers were walking behind us discreetly so as not to embarrass us, but make sure that we got there okay. And then I remember coming to the corner to cross the street to my school, and there was my cousin. Now, of all the people in the world, outside of my immediate family, he is probably the person I am closest to, that I love the most. Years later, and I couldn't foresee that at this time, years and years later, he would ask me to stand up in his wedding when I was only 16. And after that, I asked him to be my best man. But on this day, he was the captain of the safety patrol. And I can still see him standing on that corner with his white safety patrol belt and his badge. And as I approached, he told all of the safety patrols, this is my cousin. I want you to watch out for him. Make sure that he gets to school okay every day. Make sure that he crosses safely. I still have a photograph of the two of us standing on that corner. He was 6 years older than I was. And he's standing there with a big smile on his face, his arm around my shoulder, and then helping me get across the street. I got into the school. I met my first teacher, new kids. I was introduced to something wonderful, finger painting. I'd never done that before. So there were wonderful things that happened that first day of school. Now, from that time on, there would be many more things that would happen, many more grades that would come. And then there would be things that I would learn. I would learn how to add and subtract and multiply and divide. I would learn about something called geometry and algebra and trigonometry, which I found hard, and pre-calculus, and history and English literature, which I loved, and term papers and homework and tests. Until finally, at the end of it all, something I didn't even know about when I started school, never thought about, something was approaching called graduation. As a kindergartner, I had no idea. I thought I would be in this little cocoon of the school for the rest of my life. But all of a sudden, here comes graduation. And some of my friends were very worried and frightened because they knew this was going to be the end of our time in the Wausau Public Schools. Others were excited because they realized that graduation day was not the end. Graduation day was going to be the beginning of something new. Yes, there were lasts. It was the last time I took a final exam at Wausau East High School. I remember standing in the gym at Eau Claire North High School. We had just played a basketball game, and I'm looking around and thinking, this is the last time I'm ever going to be in this gym. On graduation night, I remember the speakers. I remember who was sitting next to me. And then we received our diplomas, and the rest of our life began. So why did I mention that? I mention it because in a few minutes, we're going to light the first candle for Advent. Advent. It means coming. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I also remember as a little boy watching the candles one week after another be lit and anticipating Christmas and being so excited about it. But it seemed back then that, oh my goodness, it was taking so long, one candle. And then, the second candle. Oh, and then that pink candle. Why on earth a pink candle? Well, we'll find out later. And then finally the fourth candle, and then Christmas. Well, at my age now, those candles get lit pretty fast. The season goes almost too quickly. But that season, so important. As I said, Advent means coming. In the first reading, Jeremiah says, days are coming when I will fulfill the promise I made. Raise up for David a shoot. That shoot, of course, is Jesus, the Son of David. God himself will come to us on Christmas. Now, no one can see the face of God and live. Not even Moses. When Moses first saw and heard God, he heard God's voice, but he could only see God in a burning bush. When he climbed to Mount Sinai and spoke with God, he could not look God in the face because he would die. He only got to see God passing by. And so God comes into our world. He puts on flesh so that we can see him. And he comes into the world as a baby. Now, this past week, I was talking with Father Martin, and he had mentioned, and yes, I'm going to steal this idea from him. He'll probably talk to me about it later. But God comes into our world as a baby. Who cannot love a baby? And so he comes into our world so that we can love him. Now, it's not because God needs us to love him. God doesn't need anything, because God is more than everything. No, he doesn't need us to love him. We need to love him. And so he allows us to see him as this beautiful baby, this image that we have of God in a manger, surrounded by shepherds and cattle and Mary and Joseph. But there's more. In the gospel, Jesus doesn't talk about his birth. He doesn't talk about his first coming. He talks about his second coming. And that first coming leads to that second coming. Yes, let's get caught up in the love of Jesus during Advent as we prepare for that first coming. But after Advent, after the Christmas season, it is not the end. It is the beginning, as we know Jesus will come again. Jesus calls us to be vigilant at all times, to prepare, to stand before the Son of Man. You see, God entered our world so that we could enter his. And thus we can say, O come Emmanuel, come, O long-expected Jesus.